अभी क्या चल रहा है आपका?
आज
समटाइम्स यू गेट सम फ्री टाइम ऑल्सो. We are planning to go to a camp to Vrindavan. If you have time, this Saturday, Sunday. No. Not this Saturday, next Saturday. So, camp to Vrindavan.
3 months camp.
2 days for new people and 3 days for old people.
1921.
2021. 1921. Old people 3 days, new people 2 days. You can see if you are comfortable, if you can come, it's a nice opportunity. 90 to 100 boys are going.
100 boys
are going. 100 boys are going. This is big camp. And we have some cooking also there. It's a very nice gathering. A lot of boys in there. So we are going to Barsana, and then Vrindavan also. Barsana, Vrindavan, Nandagram. Nandagram is Krishna's village. Abhavan
Bhans, last year.
So what shall we discuss today? We are discussing Ivi Dina. Ivi Dina, you are lying in India. Lying? Yes, lying. And all of you are okay? Yes. How is this going to happen? Yes. Bhagavad Gita is discussed. Bhagavad Gita is discussed. Bhagavad Gita is discussed. सबके लिए एक एक लाइन भागवत गीत की डिस्कस करते
हैं।
अच्छा
वो अपने आप आए
किसने नो ही इज इंटेलिजेंट एक्चुअली विदाउट इंटेलिजेंस ही कैन नॉट कम इन आईटी वेरी इंटेलिजेंट अब ये बात अलग है कि आई टी उसको बुद्ध बनाए अलग बात आई टी बनाने के बाद आई टी का सिस्टम लड़कों को बेकार कर दे वो अलग बात है बट बॉयज हु कम इन आई टी दे आर रियली इंटेलिजेंट इट्स डिपेंड ऑन द अथॉरिटी कॉलेज अथॉरिटी टू हाउ टू यू नो इज हाउ टू चैनलाइज द पोटेंशियल इन प्रॉपर डायरेक्शन But that need a special guidance. How to engage the potential of each individual soul in proper direction. That makes it
difficult.
Yeah. That becomes very difficult. Today also we can get many personalities like Bhishma, Dronacharya, powerful personalities. Why? They have to police them, they can become such a great personality. आज ही हो सकता है वैसे सबसे पावरफुल पर्सनैलिटी कृष्ण द्रोण अर्जुन द कुड विन इंटायर वर्ल्ड परशुराम वाज ट्रेनिंग देम परशुराम हु वाज लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ विद द रोल ऑफ ए सेज सेज परशुराम एंड ही ट्रेन भीष्म ही ट्रेन द्रोण बहुत है डिसाइबल ऑफ परशुराम कर्ण वाज ऑल्सो डिसाइबल ऑफ परशुराम ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटी सच काइंड ऑफ स्टेजेज आर रिक्वायर्ड और है ओ ये तो पता है नया है पुराना नहीं है खुला नहीं है अब बैठ जाइए अर्जुन को देखा है अर्जुन को देखे है ना क्योंकि फल दिए तो फिर कोई डिस्कस हाफ है हाफ एन आवर टाइम है हाफ एन आवर में कितना भी हो सके कम कवर Last time we were discussing second chapter, no?
Ninth chapter,
and 2.14. Ah,
wait,
2.14? Ninth chapter, it happened, isn't it? We were discussing 2.14. 1.3 we discussed. आप नहीं कह सकते आप तो जी
अच्छा
डिस्कसिंग ऑन मोह अटैचमेंट बिकॉज ऑफ मोह वी टेक सो मच सो मेनी रॉन्ग डिसीजन इन आवर लाइफ Here, Krishna speaks about dhira. Dhira tatra na muhyati. 13th sloka. Krishna says, chapter 2nd, 83. Dhira tatra na muhyati. Dhira, one word is here, dhir, very important word. Dhir means sober. 13.
One three.
So Krishna speaks about dhira tatra na mohyati. Mohyati means moha. Moha se bana hai mohyati. So dhir vyakti hote hain, wo moha nahi karte hain. Now, what is the definition of a dhira? Who is a sober person? Patience, but who can have the patience? Who is called that he is a patient person? He has dhira.
True knowledge,
correct. Yahan pe definition de rahe, second paragraph mein padhi hai, usi ka second paragraph. Anybody can read loudly? You can listen.
Any man who has perfect knowledge of the constitution of the individual soul, the super soul and nature, both material and spiritual, is called dhira.
The definition of Prabhupada is given. So you said right, that perfect knowledge. No? So any man who has the perfect knowledge of the knowledge of what? So he is saying the knowledge of the constitutional position of the
individual soul.
Constitutional position. The constitutional position of three things. The super individual soul, the super soul and the nature. God, soul and Prakriti. So what is the position of God? What is the position of soul? What is the position of nature? Prakriti, material world. And both, not only the material but also spiritual. Both. So this person can be called Dhira. And what is the symptom of such a man? Such a man is never deluded by the change of body. He doesn't get affected. Somebody dies or leaves the body. He doesn't get affected much. Because he knows that soul is, suppose this is 100% truth. Everybody has to die. If something is 100% true, then why to have lamentation? Why to lament for that? If a person knows that what is what, then he will not get deluded. But because we don't understand the reality, therefore we fall into the illusion and then we lament, we hanker, we fear, we become anxious, we cry, so like that. So a person who knows this, anyway this person is not going to be always with me. I know the reality. So therefore if I know, then I will not be, just like suppose outside कोई bomb फूटता है बहुत जोर से आवाज होती है तो डर हो जाता है कि नहीं डर लगता है अरे क्या हो गया डर जाता है पर जैसे ही खिड़की खोल के आप देखते हैं कि टायर फूटा है अंदर बाहर तो आपको सारा डर खत्म हो जाता है क्यों बिकॉज नाउ यू हैव कम टू नो नॉलेज यू हैव गॉट द नॉलेज दैट इज नॉट सो सीरियस इज नॉर्मल इसमें उतना प्रॉब्लम नहीं है तो सिमिलरली इफ यू कम टू नो दैट सोल हैज टेकन बर्थ जाकर कहीं ध्रुवम जन्म मृत्य जिसका जन्म हुआ है उसकी मृत्यु निश्चित है 100% और जिसकी मृत्यु हुई उसका जन्म भी निश्चित है जिसको जो जानता है वो चिंता नहीं करता। तो हम सब वी ऑल वी हैव टेकन बर्थ मीन्स वन डे आवर बॉडीज विल डाई, वी हैव टू लिव दिस बॉडी, दिस इज फैक्ट। अब बोलते हैं कि अरे ये तो डेथ की बात कर रहे हैं, हरे कृष्णा वाले जब भी देखो डेथ की बात करते रहते हैं, वे आर पेसिमिस्टिक पीपल, वी आर नॉट नीदर पेसिमिस्टिक नॉर ऑप्टिमिस्टिक, वी आर रियलिस्टिक, दिस इज द रियलिटी, रियलिटी ऑफ लाइफ।
ऐसे बहुत सारे लोग जो ये बोलते हैं
रोज मर रहे हैं ना, ये तो प्रॉब्लम है, एवरी डे योर टाइम तो मरना है तो मर जाएंगे, बात तो ठीक है, तो फिर से एक बार नहीं मरेंगे ना, यही प्रॉब्लम है, एक बार मर जाते तो बात ठीक थी।
मरने का मतलब ये कि जैसे हम लोग कहते हैं कि निगेटिव इज बैड, कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन बॉडी का मतलब नहीं कर रहा, बट पीपल वर मटीरियलिस्टिक, इफ यू टेल दोस पीपल अबाउट दिस दे काउंटर एक्ट लाइक दिस,
देयरफॉर वी डोंट टेल दोस पीपल, वी आर टेलिंग टू ऑल ऑफ यू हू नो अबाउट स्पिरिचुअलिटी,
है ना,
उनके लिए ये सेशन रहेगा जो मैं दे रहा हूँ, आएंगे आएंगे, डोंट वरी, बस यू गेट कन्विंस देन उनको इन्वाइट करेंगे, है ना, विल इन्वाइट, एंड अल्टीमेटली यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट ए फुल कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज, स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज जो एनिमल प्लेटफॉर्म पे है ही कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड स्पिरिचुअल, को स्पिरिचुअलिटी को समझने के लिए हैव टू कम ऑन दी ह्यूमन प्लेटफॉर्म। जो कल के बारे में नहीं सोचता है, द वन हु डजंट थिंक अबाउट दी व्हाट विल हैपन आफ्टर डेथ, ही डजंट थिंक दैट आई एम सफरिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड, ही इज नॉट क्वालिफाइड टू रीड भगवद गीता, प्रभुपाद राइट, इफ ही थिंक्स दैट आई एम एंजॉयिंग दिस वर्ल्ड, ही इज नॉट सुटेबल कैंडिडेट फॉर स्पिरिचुअलिटी। So we should wait. Such people will get some kick, then they will come to us. Oh Prabhu ji, mera to ye ho gaya. Tab bolega ki acha, ab samajh aaya. Ab aao, chalo class mein chalte hain. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, don't preach to such people. I will make arrangements for them. I have made so many arrangements for them. They will get a kick, then they will understand. Unke liye bhi arrangement hai. And ultimately, no arrangement, ultimately, they have to face God. Prabhupada used to say, they have to face, they cannot avoid God. They have to face God. If they don't want to face in the beautiful form as Krishna, beautiful form, then they have to face as a cruel form, death. Death. So God will appear as death, very cruel. And that time, he cannot say, no, I don't accept you. You have to accept, only one option, no option. Krishna is only one, you have to leave everything. You have to leave everything. You have to accept only, there is no second choice. That time, no, I want to see, please one day give me, I will finish this. No day, immediately. So therefore, we have to select, You can tell them, you have to select. You cannot avoid God. And each and every moment God is controlling you. Today you are living because of the mercy of the Lord. Each and every moment. And if you deny the God, you will suffer in this life also and the next life also. First of all, when we are preaching to somebody, the point is that when you are preaching to somebody, telling somebody about God, so we have to be very careful. Because we have to tell the way they want to listen. Because they should feel interest in that, this. So, what they are not having, and they are looking for, if you tell that by bringing God in your life, you will get that, then they will be following it. So they say, we have proved that by following God, you will be happy. they will ask why I should follow God. You can tell that your life without God is a struggle, life of struggle, suffering. If you bring God in your life, you will be happy. If you can convince them on this point, then they will accept. No, you tell them that not for everybody. Why Bill Gates' son is not struggling? Is the question? Why is not struggling? Why you are only struggling? Why Riksha Wala's son is only struggling? Why Bill Gates is not pulling Riksha?
No, but monetary or financial fulfillment cannot justify or cannot guarantee that you will be happy from
God. No, that is separate thing. That is separate thing. But according to their standard, it will be. Hamare liye alag hai. Yeah, that's what in their language that is happiness. So we have to speak in their language. Ultimately, that is also not sufficient. We have to go more for at least which level we are going. Then we can explain then the law of karma. Because it doesn't matter how much effort you put. If your karma is not there, then you will not get happy. Do why not don't do right karma?
Therefore
we have to get trained how to create this thing. No? We can see. That's not difficult. We are creating things, so many boys, educated boys. They all are engineers, most of them are engineers.
So we
also have, we have been painting every year. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, no, he is similar, simple, but in his case they are complicated people. So unke liye bhi state bhi hai, hai na? Kaise karna? Unko video dikhaiye, unko hamara PowerPoint dikhaiye. Why to embrace vegetarianism? He has made a PowerPoint. And there is a book written 101 reasons. भगवान के लिए नहीं है, आपके लिए है. भगवान का जो कुछ भी आप ही के लिए
है.
उनको जस्टिफाई करना मुश्किल लगता है. नो नो, इवन इफ इट इज डिफिकल्ट, सी द पॉइंट इज दैट don't force anybody. Understand? We cannot impose our intelligence on somebody's intelligence. Understand? Everybody cannot become devotee immediately. They will take time. Some people will immediately. And it depends on our purity also. Understand? Our purity also. Prabhupada could make hippies devotee. They are more materialistic than Indians. How he could make? It's not impossible, but we have to develop that purity. That's what purity, our philosophy, our behavior will free. People begin by attending classes, coming regularly to the program, attending, following the principles, chanting Hare Krishna regularly. By this to develop purity. Association. Ultimately it is association. Jaisa sang waisa ran. So if you are sung with the devotees, then you will develop that conviction, purity, then you will develop wisdom. So now, you all are getting trained to see, from the next semester they will start preaching, and they will make many wives. So they are learning how to convince, कैसे बताना है, किसको कैसे बताना है. कोई आएगा directly उसको आप बताएंगे, भगवान सोल के बाद नहीं मानते. पर उसको उस तरह से, उसके level पर बताना पड़ेगा. So that is a different topic. So let us come to our level first. Convince ourselves first. You know? If we are convinced, then we can convince others. If you have seen Krishna, doesn't matter whatever they say, you will not bother. है कि नहीं? If we have seen Krishna, then no problem. Let us first see Krishna. And then we will discuss. So we will do it. So we have to become a sober person. So the sober person means Hare Krishna. Thank you. Changes of body should not delude him. Now, मात्र नेक्स्ट श्लोक मात्रा स्पर्शात् तु कौन्तेय
मात्रा स्पर्शात् तु कौन्तेय
इतोऽसुरः सुख दुःखदा
इतोऽसुरः सुख दुःखदा
आगमा पायिनो नित्या
आगमा पायिनो नित्या
कांस्यतिक्षस्व भारत
कांस्यतिक्षस्व भारत
ओ सन ऑफ कुंती द नॉन परमानेंट अपीयरेंस ऑफ हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer season. And they arise from sense perception, O Shine of Bharat, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. Very important for all of us. Very important for us. So you read, purpose?
In the proper discharge of duty, one has to learn to tolerate non-permanent appearances and disappearances of happiness and distress. According to Vedic injunction, one has to take his bath early in the morning, even during the month of March, January to February. It is very cold at that time. But in spite of that, a man who abides by the religious principles does not hesitate to take his bath. Similarly, a woman does not hesitate to cook in the kitchen in the months of May and June, the hottest part of the summer season. One has to execute his duty in spite of climatic inconveniences. Similarly, the fight is the religious principle of the Kshatriyas, and although one has to fight with some friend or relative, one should not deviate from his prescribed duty. One has to follow the prescribed rules and regulations of religious principles in order to rise up to the platform of knowledge. Because by knowledge and devotion, one can only can one liberate himself from the clutches of Maya, that is illusion. The two different names of address given to Arjuna are also significant. To address him as Kaunteya signifies his great blood relations from his mother's side, and to address him as Bharata signifies his greatness from his father's side. From both sides, he is supposed to have a great heritage. A great heritage brings responsibility in the matter of proper discharge of duties. Therefore, he cannot avoid.
In this sloka, Krishna says about the we have to tolerate. We have to
tolerate.
And Prabhupada gives two examples. One is cold season and summer season. So sometimes we find very cold in Delhi in the cold season. You know? Prabhupada is saying that even if it is cold, according to the principles, we should take bath early in the morning. Like when I used to go to base, all of you used to take bath early in the morning. And it will be very cold. But still, you all were taking bath. So that shows that we have to abide. We cannot change the season. You know? But we can tolerate. And season comes and it goes away. You know? This is Sunday ka season hai, it remains for some time. Then it finishes. So similarly in this world sukha and dukha. When sukha comes, you should tolerate. And dukha comes, then also you should tolerate. Because sukha is also not permanent, it will go after some time. And dukha is also after some time it will go. So kabhi kabhi kya hota hai, if anybody knows this slope, he will never become depressed. He will never become depressed in his life. Sare depression ka solution hai slope mein. If you can understand, you know? And therefore a devotee is never distressed. Because why? Because he knows that whatever situation, you know, difficult situation has come in my life, this situation will not remain always. it will change after some time. Just like night. Night jab ho jata hai, to ghabrana nahi hai, kyunki subah hoga. Bas 12 ghante ruk jao, fir subah ho jayega. So similarly, whatever dukkha we are getting, jaise hi hamare previous reactions hain, karmic reactions from the previous life, so those reactions are appearing in our life. और जैसे ही मान लीजिए कि पांच पाप के रिएक्शन है, तो पांच पाप के रिएक्शन जिस दिन खत्म होंगे उस दिन दुख से मुक्ति. इट्स अ मैटर ऑफ टाइम, दैट्स ऑल. देन अगेन यू विल गेट सुख फॉर योर गुड कर्म, एंड दैट्स हाउ दिस होल वर्ल्ड इज फंक्शनिंग. सो व्हाट शैल वी डू? टॉलरेट एंड कंटिन्यू योर गुड कर्म, स्पिरिचुअल एक्टिविटी. So that at least your future will be protected. No? This is the very important principle behind tolerance. Why I should tolerate? Because if you tolerate, then we will gradually our reactions will be finished. So we should learn this art. Like kabhi kabhi kya hota hai, somebody gets less marks, then he is depressed. No? I see many students, you know, and they particularly they get less marks, then they are quite depressed, they leave chanting, they leave everything. Prabhuji, lagta hai desh mein rehne ke kaaran mere marks kam aa gaye. No Baba, this is because of previous karma. Desh mein rehne ke kaaran jo hoga wo to abhi aane wala hai, future mein. This is because of your previous karma. प्रेजेंट कर्म विल कम इन फ्यूचर. टुडे इट विल गिव रिजल्ट इन फ्यूचर. व्हाट यू आर गेटिंग टुडे इज द रिजल्ट ऑफ योर पास्ट. इट्स 100% ट्रू. We don't want to work very hard, but you will not get. Work very hard, doesn't matter how hard you work, you cannot become president of India. You can change very little bit, not much.
Karma of this life also, we are learning from one month, 2 months before, and we are giving the exam. That is the previous karma.
Previous.
We have hard, we have learned.
Yes. That is previous karma. That is previous karma. So previous karma, that comes also. In this life also you are doing something to previous karma. But previous karma you cannot change. So why you are sitting and lamenting? Change your future. You can learn from past, but don't lament. Implement. You know? Implement. Praise the strategy. Don't sit and lament. Arey fail ho gaya, ab chalo teen mahine tak kuch nahi karunga. To phir fail ho jayenge. No. Come, get up and implement the corrections and put your effort again. Don't sit and lament. There should not be place for lamentation for a devotee. Devotee is always active. He can remorse, deep remorse. No? Oh, I did not do nicely, performed well. But let me do this time well. That's all. That should be our attitude. I could not do, but doesn't matter. This time I will do. I'll try my best. I'll do it. Let me find out what are the problems and I'll work on that, finish. Try to sit and learn. That's how we should overcome the lamentation, depression. By sitting and lamenting, I cannot change the situation. Anyway, I'll simply waste my time. I'll become depressed. So that is not going to help. Anyway, I cannot now go to professor and tell that, see, I did lot of hard work, still I could not get marks, please change my, increase my marks. That we cannot do. Whatever you have got, that you cannot change. So what you can change? Your future. And for future, there is no need to lament. Future you have to act. So act. There is a question of depression. Because whatever you have got, that you cannot change. What you are going to get, that you can change. For that you don't have to become depressed. You have to act in a proper direction. It's simple principle. That's very simple. But people don't understand. And if you can understand this, we can do wonders in our life. We learn how to improve upon our deficiency rather than sitting and crying. And immediately we will improve. Last time what was the mistake, this time we will improve immediately. And then you can see the result. And then again if some lack is there, again I will improve. And therefore life will become constant improvement. No lamentation. And the successful people are the ones who learn from their mistakes. Nobody in this world is there who doesn't make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. But the successful people, they will learn from their mistake and they will not lament, rather than they will act. And then they will become successful. So we should come in that category. And then our life will become successful. And that's what is here. Krishna is telling that when you are touching the matter, matra means matter, so there will be problem. Sometimes sukha, sometimes dukha. Again, what we have to do, we have to tolerate it. That is real knowledge. We should learn to tolerate the
situation. Yes? 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 मैंने कहा नहीं दिक्कत रहा पाप में तो मैंने बहुत मेहनत किया मेरे लिए जो पाप में कभी भी दिखी होता है मेरा जीना कहते हैं
और ऐसा नहीं ना वी शुड नॉट. और ये भी कृष्ण बताते हैं कि ये भी नहीं सोचना चाहिए कि मैं कभी इम्प्रूव नहीं कर सकता हूँ. फुलिस नो, वी कैन डू एनीथिंग एटलीस्ट वॉट एवर पोजिशन. Just like you have come in IIT Delhi, at least you can do the course in IIT Delhi. Because इसीलिए आपको select किया गया है. इतने test के बाद you have been selected. Why? Because then ऐसा course है कि ऐसे लड़के कर सकते हैं. इसीलिए तो select किया गया. सब नहीं कर रहे हैं IIT. Why few people are doing? Because they have tested your intelligence and accordingly they have put the course. So it means that you can do it. अगर नहीं कर पा रहे तो मतलब कि there is some problem in our execution. So that you have to just solve by our intelligent planning, how to control our mind, how to put our mind, channelize our mind in a proper direction. That's all. And many situations, like in our family also, when somebody enters in family life, suddenly पति पत्नी के बीच झगड़ा हो जाता है तो कुछ लोग सुसाइड कर जाते हैं. नो, जस्ट वेट फॉर 10-15 डेज, देन अगेन द सिचुएशन विल बी नॉर्मल. लेकिन कुछ नहीं, टॉलरेट कीजिए, बस अपने आप नॉर्मल हो जाएगा. वही हंसी फिरते, वही गा रहे हैं, हंस रहे हैं साथ में, गले में हाथ लगा के घूम रहे हैं. वही झगड़ा होता है, मारपीट भी होता है. मैंने देखा है, आई हैव सीन यू नो दे बीट ईच अदर. और चार पांच दिन के बाद फिर से प्रेम से वही गले में गले में हाथ लगा एंड अगेन दे विल बीट ईच अदर. इतना मारा एक दूसरे को हस्बैंड वाइफ, मैंने देखा है. एक फाइट, नो बीटिंग ईच अदर लाइक एनीथिंग. एंड आफ्टर 5 डेज अगेन आई आस्क यू नो व्हाई यू फाइट देम, सडनली सो नॉर्मल. वो होता है कभी कभी. So this is the life actually. All life in this material world changes. No? And therefore we have to just tolerate. वो फेज है, वो पास हो जाएगा ना, फिर से नहीं चलेगा. Change, yeah. The only thing is constant in human life is change. Doesn't change. Change doesn't change. So there are two things are only permanent in this world. Krishna says that this world is asasana and dukkhalaya. Means asasana is temporary. This world is temporary. Everything in this world is temporary except two things. One is asasatam, another is dukkhalaya. These two things are permanent. Everything else is temporary. dukkha lane. It's always there. Dukkha lane. Asaswatam, temporary nature. So this situation changes, you know. So don't lament, don't feel depressed. No? This is the solution for all your depression. Today, whatever recession, whatever, and people are depressed because of this one.
It's a temporary.
Yes, temporary.
Temporary is constant.
So temporary, it will go away. So a few days, few years, okay, chalo thoda first mein bita lete hain, kya dikkat hai? This is a thief hai. So therefore this is an important thing. And in Krishna consciousness, when we are in Krishna consciousness, we have to be more careful. तो क्या कर सकते हैं, धनी बन सकते हैं तो प्रयास करें.
तो
और कोई ऑप्शन भी नहीं है ना उनको, वही उनके लिए सजा है. The next life, when their karma is over, the next life they will get better, better position.
So,
दुखी लोग ज्यादा क्लोज होते हैं गॉड के, इसीलिए दुख दिया जाता है. गॉड गिव्स सफरिंग बेसिकली फॉर दिस पर्पस, टू रियलाइज योर हेल्पलेसनेस एंड सरेंडर टू गॉड. When you get so much wealth and you misuse it, then as a punishment you become poor. तो वैसे भी तुम क्या कर रहे हो, परिणाम लेने में थोड़ा ना पैसा देना
है.
रोटी भी कमाओ, जैसे जो प्रयास कर रहे हो करो, लेकिन हरिनाम लेने में क्या है, रोटी कमाते समय हरी नाम. दैट इज देयर फुलिशनेस, दैट वाइज दे आर पुअर, दैट वाइज दे आर पुअर, बिकॉज दे डोंट नो हाउ टू बिकम रिच. द वे टू बिकम रिच इज टू चैंट होली नेम, टू बिकम ओबीडियंट टू गॉड एंड स्टॉप कमिटिंग सिन. दे आर पुअर बिकॉज दे बिकम डिसओबीडियंट टू गॉड एंड दे डिड सिन, दैट्स वाइज दे आर पुअर. व्हेन दे स्टार्ट डूइंग नाइस थिंग देन दे विल बिकम रिच. And many people so, become rich.
Become rich spiritually, right?
Hmm? Materially also. Everywhere. Everywhere. Krishna will help.
Krishna help?
Yes. Why not? Even materially he will help.
Maybe there is a friend of mine whose mother has expired.
At least, you know, they will not find problem for eating. Abhi dekhi hamare Hare Krishna moment mein free mein prasad hai. आइए जितना मन खाइए खिचड़ी खाते
रहिए.
रिसेशन के टाइम में फिर खिचड़ी प्रसाद तीन दो टाइम लीजिए, सुबह शाम
लीजिए.
नो प्रॉब्लम, सी फूड के लिए प्रॉब्लम नहीं है. गॉड हैज अरेंज, बट नो आई डोंट वांट टू गो देयर. आई हैव चैंट हरे कृष्ण. प्रभुपाद ने बोला था, आई कॉल ऑल द पुअर पीपल जस्ट कम एंड सिट इन टेम्पल एंड चैंट एंड आई गिव फ्री फूड टू देम. चैंट हरे कृष्ण, दैट्स ऑल, दैट इज ऑल योर जॉब. एक बार क्या हुआ कि एक डिवोटी जो है वो हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र जप कर रहा था मंदिर में, तो एक डिवोटी बोला देखो कि हमेशा हरे कृष्ण करते रहता है, कुछ काम नहीं करता है. तो भक्तिशन ठाकुर जो गुरु महाराज थे प्रभुपाद के गुरु, तो उनके पास कंप्लेन गया, तो बोले कि तो क्या दिक्कत है, दिस इज द बेस्ट थिंग वन कैन डू, चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण. इज चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण इज द बेस्ट थिंग, यू डोंट हैव टू वर्क. लाइक फिर खाना कहाँ से मिले, भगवान बोला खाना खाना तो भगवान दे रहे हैं. इफ समबडी कैन हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा विल सेंड द फूड. दैट है. सो ही सेड दैट इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू फाइंड सच ए पर्सन. तो बोले कि ठीक है, मैं उन्होंने क्या किया कि पेपर में एक एड दिया कि ही वांट पीपल दे हैव जस्ट कम एंड सीट इन आवर टेम्पल एंड चैंट हरे कृष्णा एंड विल गिव देम फ्री अकोमोडेशन, फ्री फूड, free facilities. Just they have to come and sit and chant 24 hours Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Nobody came. Few people came, but they also left after 1 week. Why? Because they don't want to glorify the Lord. That's why they are poor. That's the main thing. If they accept God, then they will become. उनका पास्ट यही होता है कि पैदा होकर मरना नहीं दे हैव टू गिव द पेन टू देयर पेरेंट्स पेरेंट्स का कर्म भी है और उनका अपना भी कर्म है दे हैव सफरिंग पेन ऑफ गेटिंग बर्थ टेकिंग बर्थ उनको बच्चे को भी दर्द होता है ना उतना दर्द होगा फिर मर जाएंगे प्रीवियस कर्म So therefore, so we cannot change our karma, but what we can do, we can change our future. So जैसे आपने पूछा था कि depressed, आपके question था तो anyway, if somebody is poor, by his hard work can he become rich? एक रिक्शा वाला कितना भी hard work करे क्या वो engineer बन सकता है? नहीं बन सकता, बहुत मुश्किल है उसको. हाँ, अगर वो अपने बेटे को पढ़ाए, तो चांस है कि उसका बेटा बन सकता है ना? तो बैठ के जरूर आया नहीं भगवान ने मुझे गरीब बना दिया है नो ही शुड नॉट उसमें भी लेमेंट करने की कोई बात नहीं डिप्रेस नहीं हुई है आज आप गरीब हैं पर आगे आप धनी हो सकते हैं अब भगवान ने आपको बुद्धि दी है उसका इस्तेमाल कीजिए और बुद्धि अब आप हो सकता है कि बिल गेट्स जैसे धनी ना हो लेकिन आप थोड़ा सा तो मेहनत करेंगे तो कुछ तो हो सकता है पर रोने से तो वो भी नहीं होगा और भगवान को दोष देने से तो और नरक में जाएंगे आप अगले जन्म में तो और नीचे गिरेंगे भगवान ने मुझे गरीब बना दिया तो क्या आप धनी आपको धनी बना था इतना पाप किया आपने क्यों गरीब बनाया पहले ये सोचना चाहिए भगवान ने आपको क्यों गरीब बनाया आप ही को क्यों गरीब बनाया सोचना चाहिए ना भगवान तो मूर्ख नहीं है आपसे दुश्मनी तो नहीं है भगवान को क्यों गरीब बना ये सोचना चाहिए तो उसका उत्तर भगवान भगवत गीता में देते हैं कि जो व्यक्ति पाप करता है उसको उसकी सजा तो इसलिए हम लोगों को भगवान के आदेश के अनुसार जीवन यापन करना चाहिए
है
इस जन्म में भी मिल सकता है तीन तरह के कर्म होते हैं एक तो इमीडिएट रिएक्शन मिल जाएगा अभी आप पॉइजन खाइए अभी रिएक्शन मिल जाएगा इमीडिएट रिएक्शन है ना कुछ कर्म होते हैं जिनका कि कुछ सालों के बाद रिएक्शन मिलता है लाइक बच्चा शुरू में स्कूल नहीं जाता है तो 10 साल के बाद उसको सड़कों पे घूमना पड़ता है दर दर की ठोकरें खानी पड़ती है और कुछ जो होते हैं वो अगले जन्म में होते हैं जैसे धृतराष्ट्र धृतराष्ट्र को श्राप मिला था आप जो है उसने 100 इंसेक्ट्स को मारा था तो उसको श्राप मिला था कि आपको भी 100 पुत्र होंगे और वो मर जाएंगे तो इस तरह से उसको 100 पुत्र हुए 100 जन्म लगे उसको 100 पुत्र प्राप्त करने के लिए तो एक पुत्र प्राप्त करने के लिए बहुत जो आपको तपस्या करनी पड़ती है तब एक पुत्र प्राप्त होता है तो 100 जन्म तक उसने अच्छी कार्य किए तो उसको 100 पुत्र का पुण्य मिला और तब जाकर उसे 100 पुत्र हुए फिर वो 100 पुत्र मरे तो कभी कभी पाप को सजा देने के लिए आपको उतना तो मान लीजिए कि आपको सजा देनी है कि आपको 5 लाख रुपए आपके चोरी होंगे आपने ये सजा किया था आपको 5 लाख रुपए चोरी होंगे तो पहले 5 लाख कमाएंगे तब 5 लाख पहले आपको भगवान कमाने के मौका देंगे आप 5 लाख कमाओ और फिर चोर भेजेंगे फिर चोरी करा देंगे 5 लाख कमाने में तो थोड़ा समय लगेगा ना इसलिए कुछ जन्मों के बाद मिलता है तो अलग अलग तरीके के कर्म कुछ कर्म अभी तुरंत मिल जाएंगे कुछ कर्म इस शरीर में नहीं मिल सकते कुछ सजाएं दूसरे शरीर लेना पड़ेगा अकॉर्डिंग अकॉर्डिंग टू योर ग्रेविटी ऑफ सिन यू गेट द So, attain success, then you think that this success is not ours. This is by God's mercy.
But what is the motivation? एक्सेप्ट हासिल करनी है और सिमिलरली ये सोचना है कि ये काम मैंने नहीं किया है, फिर भी मोटिवेशन अपना हाई लेवल पर काम करते हैं।
तो इसलिए बताया था मैंने ना कि वी आर डूइंग द वर्क नॉट फॉर आवर प्लेजर, वी आर डूइंग फॉर कृष्णाज प्लेजर। सो वी आर डूइंग आई टेल स्टूडेंट्स यू स्टडी नाइसली गेट गुड ग्रेड, देन इफ यू गेट गुड ग्रेड देन यू कैन गो एंड प्रीच द वॉयज, द वॉयज विल टेल, यू कैन टेल सी आई वॉज इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस, आई गॉट गुड ग्रेड। तो देख रहे हो अच्छा सर, इस्कॉन में आने से आपको अच्छा मार्क्स आ गया, मैं भी आऊँगा, फिर हरे कृष्ण जब करवाई है जो भी करवाई उससे करेगा, है ना। लाइक आई एम फ्रॉम आई टी दिल्ली डिग्री होल्डर, वेन आई गो एंड गिव क्लास पीपुल विल लिसन, अरे हाँ आई टी एम है कुछ जरूर अच्छा बोलेगा, कुछ भी बोल दो आई टी एम है तो ठीक है। तो मटेरियल सक्सेस कैन सर्व, विथ मटेरियल सक्सेस ऑल्सो यू कैन सर्व कृष्ण, material grade, material education, material wealth, eh? Suppose you got lot of wealth, you can help in building temple, where preaching can happen, so many people will come and will get Krishna consciousness, or you can give food for life, so prasadam will be made and people will take prasad, or suppose you become DM, district magistrate, IAS officer, so you can help us in Rathyatras and other things, getting permission, doing Rathyatras, getting approval from the government, or you can help us, whenever terrorists will challenge, then you'll send so many people, guards and policemen to guard the temple, who are IAS officers, again, anything can be. Actually everything is in this world is meant to serve Krishna, actually, really speaking. Anything, Prabhupada engages everybody. One person was singer, George Harrison, he was a pop singer, Beatles, yeah, rock singer. Prabhupada said him to sing Hare Krishna Mahamantra and Hare Krishna became number one in the album list. Why not? It came on the number one in the list within 53 weeks. And that's how it became very famous, Hare Krishna movement, because George Harrison. So he used his material talent. There were when George Harrison, Prabhupada gave his own ring to George Harrison. He said he's not a Harrison, he's a Harrison. Son of Hari. Yeah. He said he wanted to join temple, shaving his head. Prabhupada said, no, you can do more service outside. So he donated a big lot land in London, Bhaktivedanta Manor, RBA. Bahut bada property tha, to usne pura iskon ko de diya. That there is a big temple there today, Bhaktivedanta Manor. So that's how one can engage in material talent. Anything you can do. And that needs the guidance of expert spiritual master. The spiritual master knows how to engage your material talents in the service of the Lord. That will spiritualize your talents. Everything. So in that sense there is nothing material. Everything is spiritual. Nothing material. Only how you use it. No, just like chaku and knife. So knife से अगर criminal के हाथ में रहेगा तो क्या करेगा, और वही doctor के हाथ में रहेगा तो क्या करेगा। So knife is not bad. How you use it, who is using it, with what consciousness, that is important. So anything like material success, you know, you can use it in the service of the Lord. So that's how we have to understand this point. So karma is like that. We have to perform the karma which is free of reaction. In Krishna consciousness, we do the karma which is free of reaction, no reaction. इस संसार में आप जो भी करते हैं तो उसका कुछ reaction नहीं था। अगर अच्छा काम करेंगे तो आपको अच्छा फल मिलेगा, बुरा काम करेंगे तो बुरा फल मिलेगा। लेकिन कुछ ऐसे कार्य हैं जिसको करने से कोई फल नहीं मिलता। उसको कहते हैं अकर्म। तीन तरह के कर्म होते हैं, कर्म, विकर्म और अकर्म। कर्म मतलब पुण्य कर्म, जिससे अच्छे फल मिल जाए। विकर्म मतलब पाप कर्म, जिससे बुरे फल मिलते हैं। और अकर्म में वो उस तरह का कर्म जिससे कोई फल नहीं मिलता। और अगर कोई रिएक्शन नहीं मिलेगा तो यू डोंट हैव टू टेक बर्थ अगेन, देन यू गेट आउट ऑफ। व्हाई यू टेक बर्थ? बिकॉज सम कर्म इज लेफ्ट, गुड और बैड, उसको भोगने के लिए हमको जन्म लेना पड़ता है। इफ दैट रिएक्शन, देयर इज नो रिएक्शन लेफ्ट, देन वी डोंट हैव टू टेक बर्थ, देन वेयर विल गो? स्पिरिचुअल। हाँ, सो अकर्म इसके अंतर्गत में वो एक्टिविटी आता है जो भगवान के लिए किया जाता है, दैट इज अकर्म, भक्ति। तो भक्ति में कोई रिएक्शन, क्योंकि आप अपने लिए नहीं कर रहे हो ना, वी आर नॉट डूइंग इट फॉर आवर सेल्फ, वी आर डूइंग इट फॉर द लॉर्ड। तो रवि का रिएक्शन कहा जाता है? जस्ट लाइक व्हेन इंडियन आर फाइटिंग विद पाकिस्तानी, दे आर किलिंग सो मेनी पीपल बट दे डोंट गेट पनिशमेंट बाई गवर्नमेंट, बाई वेर इज पनिशमेंट? कर्मा इज गोइंग टू गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया, they don't get punished, they are not punished. Ah, that's what I am telling. So that when we are doing something for the Lord, then we don't get karma. We are doing for the service of the Lord. So, what to do for the service of the Lord? Any kuch bhi kar denge Bhagwan ke liye. Ah, chalo, meat kha rahe hain, Bhagwan ko de diya, aap khaiye, uske baad nahi. So we have to do what we can do for the Lord, that also we have to know. Everything you cannot do for the Lord. You do nonsense and say, I am doing for Lord. No. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, what you can do, which I accept, and what you should not do, which I don't accept. So accordingly, we should do activity.
In Uchada time, everybody, what they are doing, they are doing for someone.
No. Actually, they are doing for themselves. Nobody does for someone.
मैं
आईडी
नहीं
है, पापा आप मेरे वजह से क्यों नहीं आए? वाई इवेंट आप पापा की वजह से क्यों आए? इनके पापा की वजह से क्यों नहीं आए? बताइए, आंसर दीजिए इसका, इसी में आपका आंसर है।
पापा जी ने कहा कि वो करना
होगा। हाँ, तो अभी इनके पापा की वजह से क्यों नहीं आए? वाई यू नो योर फादर? क्योंकि आप अपने हैं, आपसे रिलेटेड है ना? आपसे रिलेटेड नहीं होते तो आप उसकी बात नहीं मानते? एक्चुअली यू आर डूइंग फॉर योर सेल्फ। हिज फादर इज रिलेटेड विथ हिम, दैट्स व्हाई ही इज डूइंग फॉर हिम। अल्टीमेटली इनडायरेक्टली ही इज डूइंग फॉर हिम सेल्फ ऑनली। अगर उनसे रिलेशन नहीं होता, फादर नहीं होते तो नहीं करते है ना? हाँ, नहीं नहीं करते, आप नहीं मानते बात। अल्टीमेटली यू आर डूइंग फॉर योर सेल्फ, द सेल्फ वेरी एक्सपेंशन, शुरू सबसे स्मॉलेस्ट एक्सप्रेशन मैं शरीर हूँ, फिर एक्सप्लेन करता है दिस इज माई फैमिली, देन एक्सप्लेन दिस इज माई स्टेट, देन दिस इज माई कंट्री, आई एम डूइंग फॉर कंट्री प्रभु जी, आई एम नॉट डूइंग फॉर माई सेल्फ, बट माई कंट्री, अगेन माई इज इन्वॉल्व। अगर माई नहीं रहता तो आप नहीं करते हैं, दैट इज सेपरेट थिंग, wrong or right, but you are doing for yourself, not for the God. That is wrong. You are doing it for yourself, not for the God.
Obviously you are doing for yourself.
Huh.
Country is good, then
it will be
good.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So, similarly it goes up. Then somebody says, I am doing for the whole world. More extension. And then further if you extend, I am doing for the Lord. That is the highest extension. Your Lord is the source of everything. So if you have to do it for Lord, then everything is included in it. And that's how this concept. Therefore we should do everything for the Lord. That will include everything. Family, society, country and everything. Because that is the highest. If you do for the world, then you are doing for country. You are doing for the family. It is for everybody, it is included, so like that. So that's how extension happens. So the akarma means doing everything for the pleasure of the Lord. So that's why we, when we eat, even vegetarian food also there is some sin. Some killing is there. Because veg also life is there. But when you offer it to the Lord, then Lord will take away all the reaction. Therefore the food becomes reaction free. Then you can take remnants of the Lord. Then it is free, karma free food. No reaction. Like that. So that's how we have to engage everything in the service of the Lord. So we have to do perform a karma. And then we'll be happy. We'll be happy in this life also. And then after this life, next life we are going back to spiritual world. So in the spiritual world, everybody is doing so many things, but not for themselves, for Krishna. But when they are doing for Krishna, they are getting happiness. Just like we offer food to Krishna. So Krishna doesn't eat. Ultimately we eat. But Krishna accepts the feeling of love. Any of Krishna ki liye karenge to aap bhuke rahenge. No. If you do it for Krishna, then Krishna will do it for you. पर आप कृष्ण के लिए नहीं करें, कृष्ण से झगड़ा करेंगे तो फिर आप आपको ही नुकसान है. सो देन यू हैव टू गेट कर्मा. सो बेटर टू डू एवरीथिंग फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ द लॉर्ड देन लॉर्ड इज प्लीज. भगवान को कमी है क्या आपसे लेंगे? इट्स जस्ट लाइक ए सन, यू नो, फादर ब्रिंग स्वीट फ्रॉम द मार्केट, बाय स्वीट फ्रॉम द मार्केट एंड गिव्स टू द सन. ओके, दो लड़के हैं, पुत्र हैं, दोनों को दे दिया, आप खा जाओ. तो एक बेटा क्या किया उसने, से एक गुलाब जामुन उठा के पापा के पास आया, पापा पहले आप खाइए, है ना? पापा क्या बोलेंगे? अरे नहीं बेटा, तेरे लिए लाया हूँ, तू खा. और दूसरा बेटा क्या करेगा, सारा उठा के ले जाएगा, कोने अपने खा जाएगा. पापा को बोलेगा, पापा आपने लाया नहीं, पूरा नहीं लाया, थोड़ा और लाना चाहिए था, आप अच्छे पापा नहीं है. तो फादर, फॉर फादर बोथ सन्स आर इक्वल, बट ही विल स्पेशली लव द वन हु इज ऑफरिंग टू द फादर. ऑल्दो फादर हैज ब्रॉट द फूड फॉर द सन ऑनली, बट स्टिल ही वुड लाइक द वन हु ऑफर्स इट टू द फादर विथ लव. फादर इज नहीं, तुम ही खाओ, तुम्हारे लिए, बट ही विल बी वेरी प्लीज, सो ही विल ब्रिंग मोर नेक्स्ट टाइम. लाइक दैट. So similarly God. So why everything is for God? यहाँ पे मंदिर में सब God के लिए नहीं, God नहीं खाते हैं प्रसाद, हम ही खाते हैं, है कि नहीं? We become happy. है बिल्डिंग में भगवान रहते हैं तो हम भी रहते हैं, है कि नहीं? आप भी आते हो तो भगवान के लिए मंदिर बनाया है, पर हम भी रहते हैं यहाँ पे, रहते हैं कि नहीं? और हम भी बैठते, बारिश आएगी तो केवल भगवान ही नहीं बचेंगे, हम भी बचेंगे, है कि नहीं? But purpose is to glorify the Lord. And when you glorify the Lord, we are naturally glorified also. Your real glorification is to become servant of the Lord. So everybody is servant in this world, isn't it? Everybody is servant. माता पिता का servant है, कोई जो है वो DM का servant है, कोई जो है chief minister का servant है, तो वो अपने आप को ज्यादा बड़ा, मैं चीफ मिनिस्टर का सर्वेंट हूँ, है? और कोई प्राइम मिनिस्टर का सर्वेंट है, कोई जनता का सेवक है. अभी वोट हो रहा था, आप लोग सेवा करने का मौका दीजिए. प्रधानमंत्री के बनने के बाद सेवा करे या न करे, पर बोलता है सेवक हूँ मैं आपका. तो प्राइम मिनिस्टर इज ऑल्सो सर्वेंट, ही सर्वेंट ऑफ द पब्लिक, सो एवरीबॉडी इज सर्वेंट. हु इज द बेटर सर्वेंट? सर्वेंट ऑफ द हाइएस्ट पर्सन, हु इज द बेस्ट सर्वेंट. सर्वेंट तो बनना ही है. अब ये डिपेंड करता है किसके सर्वेंट हैं आप, है कि नहीं? गधे का सर्वेंट बन जाइए तो उतना अच्छा नहीं है. बिकम सर्वेंट ऑफ द सुप्रीम, देन यू आर द सुप्रीम सर्वेंट, है ना? सो दैट इज द हाइएस्ट पोजिशन अवेलेबल. देयरफॉर सर्वेंट, दोज हु आर सर्वेंट ऑफ गॉड, दे हैव दैट इज द हाइएस्ट पोस्ट अवेलेबल इन दिस वर्ल्ड, है ना? सर्वेंट तो है ही, अब किसके सर्वेंट है उस पर डिपेंड करता है. तो जो सबसे बड़े आदमी का सर्वेंट है वो सबसे बड़ा हो. सो नेचर इज दैट वे ऑल्सो इफ यू सी सर्वेंट ऑफ गॉड आर द हाइएस्ट, दे आर मोस्ट हैप्पीएस्ट पीपुल, हाइएस्ट पीपुल, character wise also they are most perfect people. They don't harm even an ant. Character wise also you see they are best people. Qualities wise also you see they are best people. So in that way you see a devotee is always best in all the circumstances. Those who are the servant of the Lord, they are always best in all the kisi tarike se dekhi. Prabhupada said that we are the best Christian, we are the best Muslim, we are the best Sikh. One devotee was giving class in Gurudwara. So many Sikhs were sitting. So he said that what Guru Nanak said, commandments of Guru Nanak. So they said this. He asked, do you follow all this? So they, no, I don't follow, we don't follow. Sauka said, niche ho gaya. So he said, we follow. Although I am from ISKCON, but all these commandments, no meat eating, no illicit sex, all these I follow. Therefore, I am the best Sikh. You are simply Sikh for the name sake. We are the best Christian. You see, the commandments of Jesus Christ, Hare Krishna people are following all the commandments. We don't eat meat, first commandment, thou shall not kill. We don't kill animal, even animal. Thou shall love God. We love God. Thou shall love your neighbor. We love everybody. Every commandment we fulfill. Therefore we are best Christian. But those who say themselves Christian, they are not Christian. They are false Christians. We are actually real Christians. Jesus Christ is most happy with Hare Krishna people. Not those who are boast to become, say that I am Christian. No, he is not happy with them. The Prophet Muhammad is not happy with the jihadis. He is happy with Hare Krishna people. Because we are doing the real work what he wanted to do. We are trying to bring the peace and happiness in the entire world. They are trying to create disturbance in the world. How you will be happy? The mission of Prophet Muhammad was to bring happiness in the world. Peace in the world. So he will be happy with anybody who fulfills the mission. Not only Muslims, anybody who fulfills his mission, he will be happy. That's how they are great personalities. They are like that. They don't see who is mine and who is others. Anybody who follows my mission, he is mine. Doesn't matter how distant he is. If he is doing my mission, he is mine. And anybody who is not doing against my mission, mission of peace and happiness, he is not mine. That is the transcendental mission. So that's all. You have to ask. So Prabhupada, his own family members he neglected. And his own son came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I need 2 lakh rupees. Prabhupada was in Bombay. And he was building this Juhu temple, big temple we have in Bombay. Prabhupada asked his secretary, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, was his disciple. So Tamal Krishna, is there any money in our account? Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, no Prabhupada, we don't have money. No money is there in account. Prabhupada said to his son, see, we don't have any money. How can I give it? Aur wo dukhi hoke chala gaya putra. Baad mein Prabhupada, jaise hi wo bahar gaya room se, Prabhupada ne pucha Tamal Krishna Maharaj, how much money is there in account? He said, Prabhupada, 1 crore. Prabhupada said, you are my real son. You are my real son. He is not my son. He is coming to me only for the money. But when I say him to chant Hare Krishna, he doesn't chant. He doesn't become devotee. So although he was very close to Prabhupada, he had the opportunity to become his dear son, but he neglected the opportunity. He did against the principle of Prabhupada. But this devotee, although he was living in America, and he never knew Prabhupada, but because he followed his mission, therefore he became very dear to Prabhupada. So one may be Muslim, but if he is not following the mission of this Prophet Muhammad, he cannot be called Muslim. He is not dear to Prophet Muhammad. So we are actually really dear to Jesus Christ, to whom we are really happy with Hare Krishna. Because that is the mission. Understand? And all the teachings, if you see in Quran, everything we follow. Everything is included, and we have more than that also. But that is also forbearance. All 26 qualities, Jesus Christ's life, dekhi, he is following all these 26 qualities. He is preaching that only. 26 qualities of the Vaishnava. Buddha, he preached that. That if you go one person said to Jesus Christ that when I go then he taught them how to forgive others. Forgive others. So all these qualities what we learn here, the old qualities Jesus Christ taught, broken woman taught, we should learn this. So we are the best followers of all the religions. Because the Sanatana Dharma is like that, the Krishna consciousness movement teachings are like that. So therefore it becomes akarma, no reaction. Because we are doing everything for the Lord. So this is not what we have to understand. This is the best thing which is available. And in Hindu Dharma also, they have said Hindu for namesake. Like all of you were Hindus before coming. But how much you are following Hinduism? You never knew what is Hinduism. But now you are perfect Hindu. Because you are following the real mission of Krishna. What he says in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore you are Hindu. Best Hindu. You are best among Hindus. That's how you become dear to the Lord. Not simply, okay, I am your son. By saying, no. Just like a wife, you know. One husband came from market. So I said, I love you. Husband said, you bring one glass of water. He said, no, that I cannot do, but I love you. Loving means following instructions. Beginning. So thou shalt love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. So that's how we have to understand. So this we have to we can tolerate the situation, temporary situation, and the person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress and is steady in both is certainly eligible for liberation. A person who is not disturbed in happiness and distress, he is eligible for liberation. If you want to go back to Godhead, then we should become steady. Not that aaj dukhi hoke jab band ho gaya, agle din ek sau mala kar diya. This is not what Prabhupada says. Krishna says that equal in happiness and distress, steady, that kind of, and then you will go back to Godhead. Certainly, he says, certainly eligible for this. Then you get it. Okay? So we'll stop here. Bhagavad Gita is very deep philosophy. Okay?